Hello, and welcome to episode 13 of the Sales Training Solutions Podcasts.
Hi, it's Phyllis Michalaitis. Welcome back to our weekly podcast. Today, I'm happy to talk to you about three ways to improve your resilience and your success rate. With today's tips, you can also form a new habit that'll help you improve happiness and well-being in other areas of your life as well. As I mentioned in my last podcast, I'm working on a project developing people-centric leadership training. It's been a very interesting journey. I've been digging deeper into the scientific research on how realistic challenges, coaching, and positive psychology impact the success of people and companies. I want to share the things I've learned and how they apply to salespeople and entrepreneurs, as well as leaders in industry. Just as the leaders and managers I'm working with confront situations and processes that contain obstacles, as well as relationship challenges and missed opportunities, so do salespeople and entrepreneurs. So this podcast is for all of you. Let's start with coaching. I found that successful coaching isn't just for the leader and professional coaches. It's also a very valuable contribution that you can make to your own success and happiness. Advice articles and training frequently focus on what went wrong and how to correct it. Of course, you need to pay attention to those areas of opportunity for improvement, but we can't do that and ignore the opportunity to analyze successful events and actions. Remember from my previous podcast that the limbic system in the brain is where your amygdala lives and reigns? It's that part of the brain that kept the caveman safe. To overcome that part of the brain's natural desire to analyze negative events, we have to make a disciplined effort to focus on things that went well. When we savor what went well and we analyze it, we reinforce it in our brain. Then, when you're faced with a challenge, you can ask yourself, can I do it? As a result of your efforts, you'll know you can, and you'll automatically recall the positives to face not only the challenge at hand, but also future events with confidence. How do you direct your brain to focus and remember? Well, I have two suggestions for you. Choose the one that best fits your situation, position, and your lifestyle. Since I was a salesperson, manager, and trainer, I like the first one. That is, after each sales call or customer encounter, review the interaction. Try to picture it in your mind and recall the conversation. Then, write down three things you did well. Next to each one of them, write a note describing why it went well and your thoughts as to anything you learned or did to make it go well. Also, note your emotions. It will draw attention to and coordinate a response. This will help you optimize your work and personal life by creating resources that you can draw upon in the future. Making these notes as soon as possible after your call will allow you to capture the most accurate information. Research shows that these stored resources allow you to become happier and more satisfied in your work and personal life. As a result, you'll have more to give to others, which in turn increases your level of happiness. Remember, we're making notes on the positives. Your other choice is to review the calls or interactions during your lunch or at the end of the day. Follow the same process of noting things that went well, why it went well, and your thoughts as to anything you learned or did to make it go well. Don't forget to record your emotions associated with this interaction. I've put a link to a PDF of a form for you to record your notes. It's on our website on the same page as you found this podcast. It's most effective if you can do this immediately following the interaction. However, I know how busy we can get with back-to-back sales calls or meetings, so remember to make your notes before going to bed that night. Trying to recall it days later will not have the same impact, and you won't remember as much or as accurately.
You're listening to Sales Training Solutions.
I've noticed that whenever I've been training and coaching sales reps, everyone wanted to discuss their errors first. So I know it takes focus and effort to recall and write down your positives first. Believe me, it's worth the effort. You'll be more successful and happier for it. If you employ a professional coach or trainer, have her help you do the same thing in your coaching sessions. This action is like visioning tiny elements of a winning event. When your brain pieces together the elements, it causes you to perform successfully. If you read your notes before going to bed or in the morning when you first awake, it will increase your ability to improve little by little every day. You can find more about this habit by reading the works of Martin Seligman of the University of Pennsylvania. My second tip today is a way to improve your resilience in the face of challenges, disappointment, or rejection. In today's world, we're faced with ever-changing situations. So we need to develop the ability to bounce back from unexpected setbacks and overcome unwanted adversities. We need to face the current and future situations with a positive and enthusiastic attitude. The most resilient people recover from traumas, physical and emotional events, stronger, better, and wiser. Your ability to recover from setbacks and adversities will lead to developing strengths and abilities that you didn't think were possible. Here's a few things for you to employ to help you improve your resilience in both business and personal situations. First, adopt daily habits to maintain your health and energy level. Don't waste your energy on negative thoughts. They'll sap your vitality and the strength right out of you. You'll lose not only your energy, but also your motivation. Work to channel your energy on positive thoughts and a vision of a positive outcome. The way you think about things drives your emotion and reactions. So, reframing the situation can create a different emotional response. Take a problem-solving approach rather than an emotional approach. With a cool head, fight those catastrophic thoughts. Gather the facts about the situation. And remain optimistic that the situation will be resolved. If your situation today isn't the way you wish it would be, trust, just as winter turns to spring, your situation will be resolved. When you think strong, positive thoughts, you'll be propelled towards success and a positive resolution. Take time to put things in perspective. Many people make small challenges into a catastrophe. Some situations are truly terrible, but many are not, yet the person thinks that it's so. Remember what I said? The way you think about things drives your emotions and your reactions. So, if you need to, talk to someone to help you put it in perspective and then create an action plan for resolution. You'll be positively surprised at what you develop and you learn from the situation. I can tell you from experience that this works. I've survived a divorce, the death of a spouse, cancer multiple times, changing jobs, and starting a business several times. I've learned a lot from these experiences, and I share what I've learned with others. I maintain my positive attitude using these tools in my life. My final tip is to identify your strongest characteristics and find new and more frequent ways to use them. It will build your confidence, your self-esteem, and it will increase your success and happiness level. Dr. Martin Seligman, whom I mentioned earlier, of the University of Pennsylvania, has done extensive work in this area, and he's the person behind the establishment of a Master's of Applied Positive Psychology at the university. You can take the VIA of Character Strengths questionnaire absolutely free at the university website. It's at www.authentichappiness.org. You'll find it under the questionnaires tab. It will give you immediate results. Once you know your top strengths, then you can plan activities to use them. Dr. Seligman recommends that you write about your experiences as you use them. It will increase positive feelings as well as your confidence level and your insights. We've covered a lot today, so let's take a quick review. First, commit to reviewing the positives in situations. Make notes on why it was positive or successful and how you felt. Then review it to reinforce it. Second, develop daily habits to maintain your health and energy. Reframe situations, remain optimistic, and keep things in perspective. Third and finally, identify your strongest characteristics and find new and more frequent ways to use them. Don't forget to make note of those as well. It will reinforce it. Well, that wraps up the podcast for today. Many thanks to my producer and audio engineer, John Schweitzer, for his great work on today's podcast. Join me next week when I'll share more hints and tips. I appreciate your feedback, so send me your questions, comments, or topic suggestions to me at phyllis@salestrainingsolutions.com. Visit our website at www.salestrainingsolutions.com. There are resources available under freebies. You can also join our bi-monthly newsletter and get our free ebook on storytelling, The Secret to Sales Success. The link is on our website right next to the podcast and blog post. Watch for our free upcoming mini course. It's filled with tools, tips, and resources to help you achieve your personal best.
You've been listening to Sales Training Solutions. Visit us at salestrainingsolutions.com to find out more about improving your sales skills.